Okay, so last week we really just got into the sugya of coming late to davening. What exactly you should do about coming late to davening, and this is going to take us a few weeks to cover. But so just as a quick review, because we really kind of stopped in the middle and we didn't really get to the halacha. So the Gemara brought down that there's two shittas about if you come late to davening, what you should do. So if the first shita holds that if you can finish. Let's say you come in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei, quiet Shmona Esrei. So if you can finish your quiet Shmona Esrei before before the chazan, who's saying Chazar Sashatz, gets up to Kedusha, so then you should start davening. And if you can't, if you're not going to be able to finish your quiet Shmona Esrei before the chazan gets up to Kedusha, you should wait and make sure to hear Kedusha with them. The second man Dalma held that no, we don't mind. It doesn't bother us whether you make kedusha or not. It bothers us whether you make maidim. So if it's quiet, they're davening, you come in, they're already davening, but you can finish before the chazan reaches maidim. So then you can daven. If not, then you have to wait till maidim. So we explained that it seemed that there's two shitas, but most of the rishonim go with Rashi and Taisa shita. That what's the pshat by maidim? Why do you have to get Maidim with the chazan, and the reason that they give is that you have to bow down when the whole tzibur is bowing down. The same with when the whole tzibur is bowing down by maidim. If you don't bow down, it's going to look like you're a kaifer. Whoever they're bowing down to, you don't agree to bow down to. So it looks like you're being a kaifer if you're not bowing down when they are. So then we brought from Taisus. See. And he brought from Taisus, that Taisus brought from Benatam, their Benatam, when he would be in the middle of davening, and he'd be davening long, and he wouldn't finish his quiet Shmon Esrei before the chazan was already going over his Shmon Esrei, and he got to Maidin. So Benatam would just bow down in the middle of his quiet Shmon Esrei, if he's in the middle of whatever it is, Al Tzadikim, he would just bow down in the middle of his Shmon Esrei. But then, the point was that was the...
Chesha didn't wait for him.
What?
Didn't wait for him to start the...
That's a good point. But anyway, yeah. So the idea is that you have to bow down with the rest of the tzibur. In fact, I saw from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that same thing by Aleinu. If let's say you're davening Klein Shmot Esrei, and I guess maybe it's Mincha, and they're already up to Aleinu, and they're all bowing down by Aleinu, then you have to bow down also. The same idea. You have to bow down with them when everyone's bowing down by Aleinu also.
I ask the difference because we don't really do a unit.
Yeah, so that's why some say that it doesn't have to be a little. Who is it? Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He says you don't have to worry about it because now not everyone's exactly your spot. Not everyone's bowing down at the same time. Shulchan Aruch, though, it's funny, he has it in brackets. He's talking about this halacha by Maidim. He has it in brackets also a little. So, but that's the first that I've seen it. But I haven't seen everything, but that was the first time I saw it. So he says also you should make sure bow down by Lenin. But anyway, so Taisa says that it's not a part of Maidin Rabbanim. How come we're not afraid of that you're going to miss answering Maidin Rabbanim? So Taisa says the reason why we're not afraid of that is because whoever heard of Maidin Rabbanim? Maidin Rabbanim is not something that's found in the Gemara. So since there's no Iker from the Gemara, obviously the Gemara is not worried about it. So that's how Taisus comes, and that's why they have to learn. And this come out all the Rishonim go this way, that it had that the reason why you have to finish before Maidim is because you have to bow down with the rest of the Tzibur. Then we saw the Ozeruah, and the Ozeruah seems to take this on. And again, he says, what's the problem with bowing down in your quiet Shmon Esrei? What's exactly the problem? I'm davening quiet Shmon Esrei, the Chazan gets up to Maidim, I'll bow down. What's the big deal? So he says, there's a Gemara, there's a halacha that says that you're not allowed to bow down in the beginning of and end of every bracha. You're only allowed to bow down by certain brachas. So he says, yeah, but I'm not bowing down by every single bracha. This is an exception. Obviously, I'm doing this only because the tzibur is bowing down. So this is just an exception I'm allowed to do. So the Zeruah really has no problem with bowing down. So therefore, the Zeruah learns that the reason that you have to get up to Maidim is because of Maidim Derabanan. What does he do with Taisus's problem that there's no ikr for Maidim Derabanan in the Gemara? He doesn't deal with it. He doesn't talk about it. So we don't know what he holds. But
where did Maidim Derabanan come from?
I guess it was a way to takana.
What about by Shakras and Meir? You can't have hapsik between Geula and...
Right, so we're going to be... Right, so if you... Which we're going to see, that if you're ready... If you're going to run into a shaila of having a hapsik between Geula and Tefillah, so then obviously you have to start Shmon Esrei right away. And that's the halacha we're going to see that says that. But if let's say you can stop that, let's say you stop by Shira Chadasha. So you don't finish, you don't say Gal Yisrael, you just stop by Shira Chadasha, and then, you wait till the Chazan gets to Kedusha, you can answer Kedusha then. You can answer Kadosh Kadosh. So...
But you have to wait all the way to Maidim.
So that's the show. Yeah, so I mean, if you're not going to finish, and then you'd have to wait for Moed. I mean, according to that Shita, yeah.
But according to that Shita, could you use a different vowel? For example, could you start Amida as they're approaching Moed?
So for some reason,
you know,
I have what you're saying. But so for some reason, Lechatchila, they don't suggest it. Lechatchila, but Yevad, yeah. If you're, then I guess that would be the best to bow down at when you're bowing down anyway. Otherwise, make sure you're in the middle of a bracha. That's what Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, that you have to make sure that you're in the middle of a bracha when you're bowing down in your quiet Shmoneh Esrei. So again, so let's say, for example, you're bowing down, that your Shmoneh Esrei is taking a long time, and the Chazan's already up to Moedim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time that you're supposed to bow down, and this is Allah, also, you're going to see this, that you're only allowed to bow down if you're in the middle of the bracha. If you're at the end of the bracha, or the beginning of the bracha, then you're not allowed to bow down in your quiet Shmoneh Esrei. Then you're stuck. So then you're just, you look like a kaifer. Next time, be more careful. Okay. So, then we ended off with this Magen Avraham. And I think this is the last page on our first handout. So, I tried to get them all together, but. So, the Magen Avraham is talking about the halacha. So, the halacha said that if somebody comes in to the shul late and finds a tzibur davening, so if you can the mechaber says that if you can start and finish before the tzibur reaches kedusha or kaddish, so he throws in or kaddish. That's something we didn't find in the Gemara. If you can finish before kedusha or kaddish, then you should daven. And the Ramah throws in also the amen of akel kaddish you have to finish before, and also the amen of shemayat tefillah. You have to finish before. So meaning that when we're going to say Maidim, according to the Ramah, it really means the Amin of Shemei Tefillah. Because those two Amins are very special Amin. And he also says Amin HaKel HaKadosh. And we'll see exactly what does the Ramah mean, that Amin HaKel HaKadosh. If you have to finish before Kedusha, then obviously you have to finish before the Amin of HaKel HaKadosh, right? So the Mishnah is going to deal with this. But anyway, let's just try to get to the Magen Avraham here. So the Magen Avraham is on Kaddish. So he says, what does it mean that you have to finish before Kaddish? So Magen Avraham says that obviously we're including Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv there's no Chazaras Hashatz. So if the halacha is it, if you can finish before Kaddish, right? It's Kaddish Shmoneh Esrei. So if you finish your Kaddish Shmoneh Esrei before they finish, before the Chazan starts Kaddish, what does Kaddish mean? Magen Avraham says Kaddish means Pirish Achi Girsh Tzir Tzibul Yehesh Mei Rava. It means that you have to reach the meaning Yehesh Mei Rava, not the first Amen. The Amen, when we say Kaddish, when we refer to Kaddish, we're going to be referring, what we mean is Amen Yehesh Mei Rava, because that's very chashuv.
Is that after Shmoneh Esrei?
By Ma'ariv?
In the Shacharis. Is that only after
Tachman?
By Shmoneh Esrei is
Shacharis.
Yeah. When
do you say Tachman? Right, you say it after Tachman.
That's what it is.
But usually it's on the Gia, because you have to finish the halachas, you have to finish before Kedush. Yeah. So that's why the Magen Avraham says that we're talking about the Mechaber when he says Kaddish, he means Ma'ariv. So if you're davening Ma'ariv quietly, so you have to make sure that you're going to finish before. Before the Chazan gets to Kaddish, meaning gets to Amen Yehesh Mei Rava. And then he says like this, and then, okay, so then it's the last last wide lines, and he starts off three lines down, which is the last, the Magen Avraham. So it's Misha Bala Basic Nessas take of Acha Kedusha. So let's say somebody comes to the shul and it's after Kedusha. So they already said Kedusha, he's really late. Vimyantim at Acha Moedim, La Yucha Lanes Amen Yehesh Mei Rava. So what's the halacha? We know the halacha is you have to wait till Kedusha. And the guy says, I know the halacha, I have to wait till Kedusha. He waits till Kedusha. Now the halacha is that he has to finish before Moedim. But now he knows that if I wait, he knows he's not going to be able to finish before Moedim.
He didn't start yet.
He didn't start yet. But he knows that he can't finish before Kedusha, so he waits for Kedusha. Now he's like, wait, well, I can't finish before Moedim.
You have to wait for Moedim now.
So he says, now if you're going to wait, v'myantim ad achar Moedim, but if he waits left after Moedim, then what's he going to miss? Yehesh Mei Rava. So he says, then lo yuchal anasam Yehesh Mei Rava achar Kaddish, shachar yudches. So why, we'll just wait the whole time. Just stand there, answer Kedusha, answer Moedim, answer Kaddish, and then daven. You daven v'chidus anyway.
Yeah.
Why not just wait till everything's done?
Is it davening bechidus if during Chazash
Shatz? Okay, so I'm love to get to that today. I hope we're going to get to that today. If not, we might have to get to next week. But that's a big shayla. Yeah, but we're going to talk about
that. Even if he doesn't wait for Modim, unless he davens very fast, it seems unlikely that he's going to get Yesh Mei Rava.
Yeah, so, yes, I mean, depending how long the chazan is, sometimes the chazan, you know.
Let's say the Shulich Tzibur is a third of the way through.
Yeah, yeah, no, you know, it's a very good point.
So he's the 10th person.
Well, if he's the 10th person, what are they doing starting before he came showed up?
Well, I mean, let's say they started davening until they got to Kaddish. These are chakras I'm talking about.
Chakras. I mean, they davened until they got to Shemoneh Esrei? What did they do? Until Yishtabach or when?
No, before.
About a minute?
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Before, and then they need it. Someone needs to say Kaddish, but there's only 9 people, so they're waiting for the 10th. So what I'm saying is, when the person is the 10th, when does he start davening?
Right, so I mean, I that's what I'm saying. If it's Shacharis, then they're probably waiting by Yishtabach, right? But when are they waiting? When are they waiting by the shop?
They have to wait for a 10th day.
So if it's before, then he, what's his rush to daven? Just daven with everybody else, right? So then of course he should join the minion. Yeah. Here the problem is that this guy already is missing tefillah b'tzibur because they already davened, and now he wants to know, what should I do? I have kedusha. Okay, I have to wait for kedusha. Now I have to wait for moedah. Now I have to wait for minyan shemarah. Now and then, it says Magen Avraham says, in this case, if he waits till after minyan shemarah, what's going to happen? Yavas man tefillah. So he's going to miss Mount Tefillah, so what should he do?
I mean,
he has very specific circumstances. Yeah, that's like Mincha. A lot of places daven right before Shkia. The guy comes late, and now what should he do? So should he do... He only has a few minutes to play with. So... We're talking about whatever Tefillah. Let's just take Mincha, because it's easy.
What?
Let's just take Mincha, because it's simple.
Oh,
let's just take Mincha,
right.
Yeah.
It's near Shkia now.
So. Right. Okay. Right. So what should he do? He comes after... So he hears Kedusha. What should he do? If he davens now, he's going to miss Maidim. If he waits for Maidim, he's going to miss Maidim Shmarav. If he waits for Maidim Shmarav, he's going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. So what should he do? So he says, Oy, La Yuchel is Palo Arvis Mitzibur. Or what happens if he waits so long and starts Mincha, the Tzibur is going to start Maidim right away after Mincha, and he's going to be by Mincha. So he's going to miss Maidim. So he's going to miss a Tefillah B'Tzibur. So nearly, the Magen Avraham says, nearly, the Yaskel Miyad. He should daven right away. As soon as they finish Kedusha, he answers Kedusha. Don't worry about Maidim. You daven right away. The mutav levatal Maidim may amen yehesh me rab. It's better to mevatal Maidim than amen yehesh me rab. Meaning amen yehesh me rab is better than Maidim. So if you have an option, what should I do? Should I get Maidim or should I get amen yehesh me rab? The Magen Avraham is saying you should get amen yehesh me rab. And we know also, anyway, if they're up to Maidim, so what you should just do is make sure you're in the middle of a bracha, and then you can bow down with them, and then you get to like everybody. Yeah, you're right, L'chadchil you should do, but this is not a case of L'chadchil, you should ask Al-Tak. So this way, that's what he says, you should do, I mean, so you should daven right away after Kedusha. Then he says that, because Maidim also, you can bow down like in the middle of your tefillah, like we just spoke out. And then he says, "Vimba samach leKaddish." The Magen Avraham says another case. Let's say you come and it's near Kaddish. Then Yispal take if you vata l'aminesh mirabah. So if you daven right away, the guys they're up to Kaddish already. If you daven right away, you're going to miss aminesh mirabah. Then miyant the malacher Kaddish l'yuchel Yispal arvus matzibur. You're not going to be able to daven marav with the tzibur.
You already missed it.
There's mincha. Whatever.
You missed
marav. So nearly says the Magen Avraham, the tefilas tzibur adifa. So he says, Tefillah B'Tzibur is better. So you have a choice, Tefillah B'Tzibur, Abin Yesh Mirabo. What should you do? You should do Tefillah B'Tzibur. So they're going to ask the Magen Avraham that, we just said that somebody comes late to davening. Somebody's coming late. He says you should wait for them to get to Kedusha before you daven. Right? Everyone's davening quiet Shemoneh Esrei. You come, and you know that if you start, you're going to miss Kedusha. What the Mechaber passing that you should wait? That you should wait for Kedusha. Now you're going to miss. You're missing Tefillah B'Tzibur. So that's what they ask the Magen Avraham. How can Magen Avraham say that Tefillah B'Tzibur is better? You see the Mechaber's passing that you have to wait for Kedusha. So you see Kedusha is better. Okay, what's we're going to see? So that's where we can. We can stop there, and we'll get to the. Now let's get to the.
So you're saying you should do two b'tzibur's adif. So you should miss the main yesh meirah. But obviously you should stop the shemar esrei to do shemar kerim for main yesh.
Yeah. So that we didn't talk that out because I'm going to get to that also. But yeah, then you should. That's the halacha, by the way. If you're in the middle of shemar esrei and you hear kedusha, you should stop.
And
main yesh meirah. And I'm in yesh meirah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
wait for more. But we'll see, it's better than Kedusha. So then, of course, if you're waiting for Kedusha, then you should wait for your
Shemitah.
Okay.
Can you daven with the Chazon and then say Kedusha? You know, you get there early, there's a daven Shemesh, you wait for the Chazon to start, and then daven.
Right, so that was another thing that we spoke about, is that that's why there was another halacha that if you're going to be very late, then there is an option to daven with the Chazon. The Chazon is starting, then you should daven with the Chazon. Exactly, but it doesn't seem, again, from the Mechaber, if you just look at it, Mechaber says that you should wait to answer Kedusha. Right, that's what
he said.
So you could, but he doesn't say that you should daven with the chazan. Chaber says that you should wait for kedusha, answer kedusha, then daven.
Why?
If the, what?
Right,
because we'll see that maybe there's a difference. There's difference.
He's not talking about where you started.
What?
He's talking where you already started.
No, you didn't start yet. You come late, and you know that if I start davening, we're going to miss kedusha. So, or whatever, or. Maybe you should wait for the chazan. Maybe you should wait for the chazan. Maybe he doesn't say you should wait for the chazan.
Maybe the chazan started.
But that's not the case. The case is where you come in late and everyone's still davening their quiet shemoneh esrei. Just you know you're late. They started 10 minutes ago and you know they're about to start the chazan of the shas. But he doesn't say that etza, which is also a big R. But Moshe is going to talk about it. Okay, so let's see that. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. All right, so let's take a look at Sivkot and Dalet. So again, the Mechaber is like what we spoke out, that you have to wait, that you're supposed to wait till Kedusha. Do you want to look in with it? Okay. So again, Simon Kuf test Siv Aleph, and then Sivkot and Dalet. So he says that you should wait for Kaddish. So he asks, if you have to wait for Kedusha, L'chayra, kiven the tzar chligmer tfilasa kaidim Kedusha, kol shken jish makash, hangash manasra. If you have to wait for Kedusha, then obviously you have to wait for Kaddish. So Yesh Lamed Amayiv Ma'ariv Delaki Kedusha. So he brings the Magna from Starets. Then obviously the Mechaber wants to include Ma'ariv. So you're talking about Ma'ariv, so then you have to wait for Kaddish. Inami Ma'ari, another answer that we didn't see before. Shekvar Shoma Kedusha. He already heard Kedusha. The Mishum Kedusha, like how you tell him, he heard Kedusha already. Different minion. So he doesn't have to wait to hear Kedusha. We're going to say later on. Still, even though you heard Kedusha, you have to finish before Kaddish. That's another etza. That's another answer how to answer the Mechaber. V'hainu, what does it mean? It means that you have to finish before Yehesh Merabah. That's what we said. Kaddish doesn't mean Yiskal of Yiskalish. It means Amen Yehesh Merabah. Then, if you finish Mamish at the end, when the whole Tzibur is saying Yehesh Merabah, like we learned that by Amen Yisayma, that you cannot answer Amen. You have to just answer Yehesh Merabah, because then you're going to get into a problem of Amen Yisayma. Since he doesn't know what he's saying Amen to, Mikri Amen Yisayma. That's called Amen Yisayma. But if he knows what they're up to, he knows what Kaddish are up to, he doesn't just hear everybody saying Yehesh Merabah, then of course he can answer Amen Rashay. Vida. That is important. Amen Yehesh Merabah Adaf Mikedusha. Mishabura wants to lay it down for you. Amen Yehesh Merabah is better than Kedusha. Al Kain, in Basamach Kedusha. So therefore, you come near Kedusha. Vimyantim at Acha Kedusha Ligmit Fasal Acha Kaddish. So the Magen Avraham did not talk about this case yet. So the Mishmur is talking about a different case. Let's say you come and you know that if I start before Kedusha, I'm going to miss Kedusha. If I start after Kedusha, I'm going to miss Kaddish. What should I do? So he says, and then of course, Lahantim at Acha Kaddish, any Acham Nation's Mantfil 11. He can't wait till after Kaddish because then the Mantfil is going to end. So Toiv Shiyaskal Espala Kaidim Kedusha. So you should finish before Kedusha. Yeah, you hold on to Amin Yesh Merabah. So then you'll be able to answer Amin Yesh Merabah. So again, it's Pasha. Right? If Amin Yesh Merabah is better than Kedusha, and you come right away, and you know the Chazan's starting right now, and you know that if I start right away, I'm going to miss Kedusha, but I'll get Amin Yesh Merabah. You know you have a long Shem Rezhan, you know this Chazan's a quick Chazan. So then, of course, he says you should miss Kedusha and get Amin Yesh Merabah. And then he continues, Kedusha ought to be Maidim, and Kedusha is better than Maidim. Alkein and bas samach leKedusha, v'miyaskem yalla yuchal lamer Kedusha, v'miyant v'racha Kedusha yuchal lamer Ma'idim. So again, you have to choose Ma'idim or Kedusha. Then he says, "Matzila had v'racha Ma'idim and yachol minish chashiv as Mantfil." And if you can't wait for everything because you're going to miss Mantfil, you see by the way, an amazing thing. Let's say you come to an early minion to Mincha. So should you wait the whole thing? I mean, what should you do? Come late. So now, if you start your Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to miss Kedusha and Ma'idim. What should you do? And Yom Yom Shemir Rabbah. So it's clear that you shouldn't daven, but that you shouldn't daven with that zimun.
Come back later.
Yeah, go to a different minyan. Mm-hmm. Wait for them to finish, and then you daven mikvidus. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to make a later minyan, we're only talking about where you mamish, you have no eitzah because you're going to miss this man. Mm-hmm. But if you come late and your shmones is going to last long enough, so you just daven a quick shmones, or you you know daven a different minyan. We're diving later with the yichidus. Okay, so zayni yachal min hashanah mutav shischal spal achak kedusha. Zayni shdaven achak kedusha can't cause magen avram. So that already the magen avram says that kedusha is better than noida. Ulefim asher beren lekamon. Now we're going to see later on that really says that really, but later on v'sifkan yedav shem magen avram toiv shiyaschal. This is what Rabbi Kleiner was saying. Toiv shiyaschal v'zel espal imash lech tzibur b'shava. Really, it's best to daven with the chazan. So if you're late and you know you're going to be late, the Mishabru is going to hold that the best thing to do is wait for the Chazan to finish his to start Shemon Esrei, and you start with him, and then you can answer Kedusha, and then you get up with him to Maidim, and then that way. So I he just throws it in. I want to get to that. No, I want to get to that, but okay. He throws it in there because you know again, like a lot of these things are interconnected, so you kind of have to deal with everything at the same time, but. But yeah, so we'll see later about exactly. It's not so pashut exactly what you should start. But the Mishabru is going to hold that you should. Mishabru is going to hold that you should, absolutely, that you should wait to daven with the chazan. That's the best eitzah. You're going to be late. You're going to be playing with these all shaydu kedusha. I'm going to moedim. Just wait for the chazan. You daven with the chazan. You'll get kedusha. You get moedim. Everything's good. Right, you'll get kedusha. You get kaddish also. I'm in Yishmirava. Fine. V'kol shekain. V'kol shekain. I'm in Yishmirava. Zadav mi moedim. So he says, for sure, I'm in Yishmirava is better than moedim. Al kain. Misha Bala Besak Nessus take of Acha Kedusha. If he comes to the shul after Kedusha, so he knows if he starts right away, if he starts after Maidim, he's not going to be able to answer Amin Yishmirabba. Fine. So he comes to the shul after Kedusha. This is really what we said in Magen Avraham again. This is all from the Magen Avraham. Where I want to get to. V'chein, this is the word. V'chein, adif amen yehesh meiraba mitfila b'tzibur. Amen yehesh meiraba is better than tefila b'tzibur. Not like the Magen Avraham. Al kein in bas samach l'kadosh, v'mispal take of yivatul amen yehesh meiraba. Right, so if you come near kadosh, they're finishing up davening. They're by kadosh. They're up to amen. So what should you do? If you daven right away, you're going to miss amen yehesh meiraba. V'miyam to madachar kadosh lo yuchal l'ispal avrasim b'tzibur. You're not going to daven marav with the tzibur if you wait. So amen yesh merabba adif. So you should wait. And shamen yesh merabba, and you missed tefillah b'tzibur. You take it back as a yas l'spal shemen esrei l'shem mincha, and then afterwards you right away you daven shemen esrei, which is l'shem mincha.
Well, why don't you just look? You daven now. You miss kedusha. Miss kaddish. You'll hear a kaddish der marav. Why is that? Like, I'm not saying it's not. That's not enough.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, that would be a great answer, right?
I agree.
just go hear Kaddish somewhere else, you know.
Or somewhere else.
Yeah. So
I guess it wasn't.
No, it doesn't seem like it's a good answer. Right. So fine. So that's that. The next Mishabru is important. I want to get to, but first I want to talk about this shaila. The Beralacha has a really interesting shaila. This is the shaila. He says, let's say a guy, he knows he's a long davener. Some people are long daveners. And he knows that even if I start exactly on time with the tzibur, I know that my quiet shmones is going to go longer than kedusha. Okay, now, so what should he do?
You should start early. I don't know if you can.
Right. So you're not, I mean, we'll see. Now, you're not supposed to start early either.
You should have an
yeshiva. So take a look at the Beralach here. Nistapakti. He's not sure. In miderech tivoy laharech betfila. The first Beralach. His derech is his tev is to be to have a long Shemon Esrei. Ve'en yachol samach kedusha. He cannot finish before kedusha. In mutter lahaskel. He's not sure when he wants to start Shemon Esrei. So he says, you're going to bring the obvious right from the mechaber. What does the mechaber say? Mechaber says, if you come to Shemon Esrei, you walk into shul and you see everyone's davening. If you get to feel the tzibur, it's better to wait for kedusha. So he says, so you see, it's better to wait for kedusha. Finish. Malagarai from the mechaber. Well, it's a great raya. He says, no, mikanin maila iser. Listen to this. Why? The efshir dezeh lav tfilas tzibur gemura mikri. You come late. You're not starting with the tzibur, So everyone already started. They're already up to Atta Kibor or Rafa'ein or whatever. Even though 10 people are davening, the whole place is davening. It's quiet. Everyone's davening. There's quiet Shemon Esrei. By you starting with them, he says, Efsher, that that's not called Tefillah Tzibur Gemura. Now you should know, and I was looking into the sugya, it's interesting that if you ask anybody, I ask everybody, it says, is there a shita that holds that you're not Yaitza Tefillah B'Tzibur if you don't start with everybody else? Okay? That was the shaila. I asked a bunch of people. You don't start Tefillah B'Tzibur with the Tzibur, you come a few minutes, if you come a minute late. Are you Yaitza Tefillah B'Tzibur? So there's a shmur out there, and Paiskim also. There's a shmur out there that Mishabura holds, you're not Yaitza Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Even if it's like a couple.
Huh? You've heard this? Yeah? Anybody else heard this?
I heard that you have to start, that the Ikkar Tefillah B'Tzibur is starting.
Starting at the same time. Okay, so the difference between Ikkar Tefillah B'Tzibur and that's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. So I've heard it that it's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. I mean, I a number of people already told me that. It's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur according to Mishabura.
What if you start a minute later?
If you don't start the same time everyone's starting,
yeah.
Start 30 seconds later, that's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. And I don't know, I looked around, and the best that I can find is this Ber Alocha, and there's one other Ma'ar Malkum also, which is also not great. The other Ma'ar Malkum says this, by Hilchos Kriyashma, it says that L'chavchilo, you should start Tefillah with everyone else. Okay, very nice. Like, you don't see anything. So I mean, over here, really, I mean, could be this where they're coming from, but again, even the Mishnah Berurah, he says it, B'derech Efsher, and he says, and it's not called Tefillah Tzibur Gemura. So about, I mean, it would seem that it wouldn't have a Tefillah B'Tzibur, maybe it wouldn't have a Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura. Okay, but I don't know. I mean, if anybody can discover where this Mishnah Berurah is.
But doing it with the Chazar HaShas is considered Tefillah.
So that, not Pashut at all. It's very not Pashut at all. And I want to get to that. I'm not sure I'm going to get to it today, but it's not Pashut at all. Ramesh has a whole tshuva on it right here. Chassam Sofer has a whole tshuva on it. There's a Prima Gadam on it, but it's not so simple. But anyway, but here we're not even talking about that. Here we're just saying you're davening late. So he says no raya, because the fact that you're coming late, maybe that's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura. But if you'd have a Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura, then maybe that's better than kedusha. That's his tzad. Kamoish Shekasa Prima Gadam. That's the Prima Gadam, by the way. That's the Prima Gadam answers this Magen Avraham. Right. He says that Tefillah B'Tzibur is adifa. Why we ask the kash in the Magen Avraham? We ask the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said that you see. He says that Tefillah B'Tzibur is better than Amin Yishmerab, better than So he says, what do you mean? Mechaber said that if you see clearly from Mechaber that Kiddush and Kaddish is better. So this is how the Prima Gadam answers that Magen Avraham. This is what Ber Alchaz Mesubik about using the Svara. Is that he says that no. Avada Magen Avraham is asking that if you have a real Tefillah B'Tzibur, maybe it's not. But the real Tefillah B'Tzibur is adifa. And this Mechaber is talking about where it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura. That's when Prima Gadam answers this kash that we asked in the Magen Avraham. Okay, but this is just what I took of. It's just interesting that he has, okay, whatever, he goes through the Shiloh. So that's his topic. He's Mesupik. And that's how Mishabur comes out. That's how Berel comes out. He's not sure what to do. So somebody has a long shmur. I say, he's not sure. He's not sure what you should do. Now, Lamaisa, on the side, they're being here from the Chazon Ish, they're being from other places, and they say that no, if you have a long shmur answer and you start with everybody else, don't worry, you're okay. You don't have to worry about answering Kedusha. That's the answer. But I mean, just what hit me is that if the Ber Alocha is Mesupik, and you see already how important Kedusha is, how important Kaddish, Amin Yesh Merab is, and you see that, I'm saying, there's a, it seems from the Mechaber, it's a pretty good riot, this is, the Tefillah Tzibur Gemura. If you have a long shmur answer, I just say, it really better be worth it. That's like, it really better be a real good long-term essay. Not that you're spacing out half the time and, looking good up there. But that's just, my own hargish is that, if you're going to miss Kedusha, you're going to miss Amin Nehesh Merava, your Shema Nehesh better be worth it.
That's you fix the problem by reaching Elopin Sur?
If you get to Lekain Sur, you'd say you're awesome, yeah, that's...
But you can only say the first two, I thought. You can say Imal.
Well, okay, that's another shayla, yeah, but they could
Kedusha. Inafinami, though, you're getting it.
Like, yeah, if you get to... What?
Inafinami, you get to the Elokim, so you're resolving the whole problem of net.
If you get to the Elokim, sorry, yeah, but I mean...
So Yimloch is not as...
Yeah, Yimloch, yeah, but there's a shayla that you can ask. Yimloch, no, okay, fine. But anyway, so that's what the Ber Alocha here says. And I'll just, if you want to take a look here, take a look at the... No, it's on the second hand line. So the... Ramesha here, yeah, that first pair, on the line where I have it, not the second one. The first page, And the second paragraph of that Ramosha Simon Dalad. See it? He says, "Ubedaver echot shaloi hispik lahaskel hatfila b'shav ematzibur." Right? He comes a little late. He didn't have a chance to start his tefila, quiet Shmon Esrei, with the tzibur. Ela b'emsa, im nechshava tefilasa ketefila b'tzibur. Right? This is the shaloh. This is the shaloh that we're just talking about. Hinei l'aniyaz daiti hayapashit the nechshava kimispal ematzibur. He says it's pashit to him that that's considered tefila b'tzibur. The ha'afkish eschilu hatzibur lehispal b'shava. Nami, even when everyone davens the same time, ha'ein mispalim tefila achas. Even though it starts at the same time, you're not saying word for word together. So you're always going to have one guy's ahead, one guy's behind. Well, so who cares if everyone's starting at the same time? Why does that make it feel the table? Within the first 2 seconds, everyone's in different places. First 30 seconds, whatever. So he says, it's pashut to him that would be considered feel the table. Because Goyim Kachos, he won't finish all the exact same time. Everyone backs out the same. Backs on the same time. V'yeshem arichin atzireva tefilah mispalim achar shekvar lekach asar mispalim. Some are such long Shmona Esrei that they finish even when 10 people aren't davening anymore. So that guy's not that guy doesn't have a tefilah b'tzibur. Says if came my shnat chilas tefilah memtzav b'sayfa. What's the difference if you start at the beginning, if I start in the middle, start at the end? As long as according to Ramosh, as long as there's 10 people davening, then you're going to have tefilah b'tzibur. So this is just another thing. You see that so what would he hold about this tefillah tzibur gemurah business? Would he be masking? It doesn't seem like he's masking to this prima godda, right? And he says he brings some prima godda.
So what about now, if that's accurate?
So according to Ramosha, it would be a gishmak arai from here that it's better to do kedusha and kaddish than to do than have a long Shmona Esrei, right? So it would be a klar arai from this mechaber that is. But so this bear lacha safek, what would Ramosha say about this bear lacha safek? I don't know. If it's all tefillah b'tzibur, so why isn't it arrived from the mechaber? It's arrived in the mechaber. You see that kedusha and kaddish is better than tefillah b'tzibur. So then you shouldn't have a long Shmona Esrei. What should the person do? I don't know. David and yeshiva. But it would seem from this emotion, because the only way that you can get out of this problem is if you say that tefillah b'tzibur gemura is the difference between tefillah b'tzibur gemura and coming late to davening and catching up to the tzibur or whatever, davening when they already started. But according to Ramosha, everything's the same. It's all the same. Tefillah b'tzibur is 10 people davening. Doesn't matter where everyone's holding. So, if that's it, so then it's gishmak arayah for the mechaber. You see that kedusha and kaddish is better than tefillah b'tzibur. So I'm just saying this is another reason why I sure hope that long Shmona Esrei is really worth it. I just say.
Anyone have to look at Makar for why one is better than the other?
Why should tefillah b'tzibur? I mean,
whether you hold one, whether you hold tefillah b'tzibur, whether you hold the Menyei Shmerabah, they're just saying it. They're not.
So I haven't seen it.
Why one is
so? To be honest, I did not go through the Prima Gadam. The Prima Gadam is one that comes up with this Tefillah B'tzibur Gemurah, and I don't know if he has a makar or not. I haven't seen it as they quote from Mishnah Berurah and Beir Lacha. I haven't seen them say a good.
What the Ramesh? You need 10 people still down Shmona Esrei before you finish.
No. As long as you start with 10 people, that's Tefillah B'tzibur. Yeah.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to finish.
So the times of Chazal up to, let's say, Kedusha, it's still 10 people.
Yeah. So you can still get, Tefillah B'tzibur. But it seems that according to him, I mean, the halacha is that you're supposed to wait for Kedusha. You're not going to get Kedusha, you're supposed to wait.
Kedusha, if you have the answer to you, if you're doing Shmona Esrei, you do a lot of times it happens, you're still doing Shmona Esrei up to Kedusha.
Right. So then you're supposed to, stop davening and just listen.
Is that worse than the guy coming late and starting to daven with the minion?
With the chazan?
No. There's 10 people davening. Chazan's up to.
Is that guy different than the guy that's starts late and he misses Kedusha? No, I mean, the difference is that if you come late and you know you're going to miss Kedusha, you're not supposed to start. You're supposed to wait for Kedusha. Or wait for the Chazan and then down with the Chazan. But if you start with everybody, you did what you're supposed to do, and then just Chazan was quick, so you got to Kedusha before you finished, so then you should be quiet and listen to Shemei Kain. Which you get from the times.
What do you mean it's better? I mean, it's more. Can you explain what that means?
You have a choice.
No, I understand. But what does it mean that it's better? You have to the zebra change your door that the chesed that you want to scabble to feel, let's say, right?
Right.
So, or saying Kedusha is what? Why is that? I want my tefillah to go up easier. So I have a choice to.
I don't know if Kedusha has to do with Tefillah B'Tzibur.
That's my point.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think just you have a choice. You know, should I learn Gemara or Mishnah? It's like it's just like. Then I don't think I don't think your Kedusha helps your Tefillah. Kedusha is Kedusha. So we're being Mekadosh Hashem. So you know that's better than your Tefillah B'Tzibur or davening Kedusha Shema Esrei. Right. So. Okay, I mean, really, the next sugi really is much more with this, what everyone's busy with, about davening with the chazan. There's a lot of different parts, so I don't want to start getting into that and have to stop in 10 minutes. So I think we'll just stop here now, and then next week we'll get all about when you're davening with the chazan, all the halachas, you know, what is the tefillah b'tzibur, what you do by kedusha, what's the whole sugi.